R&B Fridays Live is returning next month. It's Australia's biggest party with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and so much more. Get your tickets now with Ticketmaster.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Gather around.
The Husey and Kate catch-up with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, gather around indeed for it be a big afternoon with Husey and Kate for the drive home and Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, it's Text Trauma Tuesday.
Oh.
But the text trauma is pretty full on, so we can't do it till after 6 p.m.
True.
It's up late.
Well, we're staying in your car, though. Even if you're due to get home at 5 p.m, I'd stay in my car for an hour and a half.
Or get out, have a snack, get back in. Go to the drive-thru.
Or work
put
out
the
how
radio
to
radio on inside.
Work out how to put a radio on inside your house.
Hey Google,
yeah.
Play some radio.
Yeah, not Google, mate. Alexa or what are the other ones called? You don't say Google, do you?
Yeah.
Do you say Google?
Yeah, hey Google.
Hey Google.
Hey Google.
Hey Google. What's capital of Tanzania?
Setting off people's Googles at the moment.
I thought you said Alexa and what's the other one?
There isn't one.
Google.
There's Alexa, there's
Ask
another one.
Jeeves?
No. There's Alexa.
Alta
there's,
Vista?
No, there's another one.
There isn't another one.
Say Siri, it out loud through your thing.
Siri.
Siri.
Oh, Siri.
Tony with an I.
Hey, Siri.
See?
Turn Husey's phone on.
My phone occasionally talks to me and I don't even know why. It just chooses its moments. It just goes, hear that?
Yeah.
Something just happened then.
That's it.
That's an email.
They're onto
I got
us.
An email, didn't I? I got an email, but I won't look
Is
at it now.
Huawei?
Because we're on air. We're on air.
Could be a deal.
Could be. Well, yes. And you remember yesterday when I was doing that property deal.
Oh, God. So you were trying to buy a vacation home for your family that you described as a country shack.
In regional Australia.
And you are, of course, smart enough to, A, tell them it's you, and B, use your name and mobile number. So the real estate agent had been jacking up the price on the hour, every hour. You were getting completely scammed.
The house had been on the market for a year.
Yeah.
But the day I put an offer in.
What happened?
All these other offers flooded in.
Two other offers just flew in.
And it became a bidding war.
Yeah, now, did you lose to yourself? We're going to find out.
We'll talk about that in about 20 minutes. What we want to talk about right now, Kate Langbrook's on the show. Yes, we'll get...
Langers.
Yes, Langers, all the way from Bologna, Italy.
See?
Also, Osher Ginsburg.
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 And we're going to focus on the Masked Singer.
Yeah, I've got an issue.
Yeah, well, we're out. Well, didn't someone talk smack about the show on a...
They did. On
another,
a rival station. Someone's had a big go at you.
Big swing.
A big swing.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
But right now, hey, let's get somber for a second, but get happy somber. Because we're all going to move on to the next world, whatever that is. We don't know, do we?
Well,
some people think they know, and maybe they do.
Well, Xenu's going to take me back to the planet that we're all originally from.
Is that Scientology?
Of course it is.
Is it? Kate Sobrano left the Masked Singer last night.
Good.
No, I mean, she did a great job.
She did a great job.
And we believe
she's... Are we allowed to mention she's a...
Scientologist.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to mention that.
Are we?
I haven't spoken to Xenu today, but I don't think Xenu would want it mentioned.
Well, anyway.
What level is she operating at?
I don't know.
Has she gone clear? Is she an operating Theta level 7?
I have no idea. And we're not speaking to her because she's in transit, we believe, isn't she? She's in transit, Kate Sobrano.
In transit.
She's going back on the big ship. Xenu's got her.
Well, I don't know, but I've never heard about Xenu till right now. But I don't know what the Scientologists believe happened. Do they believe
that?
Oh, that's what they believe.
Yeah,
Do they have funerals? I'm sure they do.
Do they have funerals? Well, do we have funerals? Sorry.
Are you a Scientologist?
Oh, big time.
Did I know that?
Oh, massively.
Do not know that.
Yeah, actually, you'd love it because you're rich and stupid.
Is rude? Is that another thing you have to be? Is it?
It certainly helps.
I'm not stupid.
No, you're not.
But I am rich.
There we go.
Thank you. I'm not rich. It's all relative.
Well, what?
I don't have as much money as Jeff Bezos.
That's true.
Amazon guy.
You got about as much money as the ex-wife, though.
No, we're going to sponsor our show for a while. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, just not to worry.
Listen, Amazon, if you're listening, get back on board. Hey, Alexa, why aren't you sponsoring our show?
What happened?
I don't know.
Does run out of money?
Does anyone know why Amazon flew the coop? Was it because he's a Scientologist?
I'm not a Scientologist.
No idea.
But we're happy.
Because I'm a Scientologist.
We're happy to get him back.
Because they can get
though.
Free plugs, apparently.
Everything will be Alexa. We won't mention Siri once.
That's it. Siri's dead to us. Hey, Siri. Get racked.
Or Google.
No,
yeah.
Well, who?
Pee off.
Pee off.
Anyway, we've got to come back now. We're going to come back.
Oh.
We have to.
Okay.
Has anything kooky ever happened at a funeral?
All right.
That's, that's kind of out of nowhere because we didn't get to prepare it. But all right.
13, 10, 60.
Has anything wacky ever happened at a funeral you've attended or not your funeral?
Not your funeral.
Weird. Yes.
All right. 13.
You came back alive. That would be wacky, wouldn't it?
Whoa. No.
13, 10, 60. Have you been to a quirky funeral?
Yes. Want to celebrate.
Or maybe you're planning one.
Yes.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Funerals are normally somber occasions. You know, normally music like this is played. That is a religious, that's a religious thing, isn't it? That is. If you weren't religious, you wouldn't play that, would you?
Was it? Goodbye, my lover.
Yeah, that's...
Goodbye, my friend.
I don't know if you would play that.
I don't know if you'd play that. That's weird, man. This is because it's got goodbye in it. No, that's, I don't like that either.
Anyway, they're all options.
Okay.
None of them might be appropriate for a funeral.
No.
But what would be a good song for a funeral?
Well, that was the problem we had. We couldn't think of one.
No, there must be some good ones. Yeah, I'm not sure whether that's appropriate either. I do like it as a song.
What about My Humps?
Great Australian band.
They're not Australian.
Yes, they are.
What?
That's, yeah, that's Australian. Yes. And you're not a Scientologist. So let's just go with the facts.
Okay.
What is that band's name? That's the Youth Patrol, the Youth Club? The, who is it? What's that band's name? It's a cover of the song, but that covers.
Oh, that's
Australian.
No. You think that that's the, not,
I
no,
be
no,
forever. Yeah, yes. Yes, that's, well,
not,
who is it, Jack?
Not Youth Patrol. That's a great name for a band, though.
Well, Jack played
youth
it, doesn't
group.
It?
Yeah, youth Group.
That's
was
what
that there?
That was Youth Group, wasn't it?
Yeah, not that version.
Yeah, that wasn't Youth Group.
Who was that?
That was Alf.
Is that the original?
Alpha,
it's the original.
Alphaville?
Youth Group does better.
Alphaville. No.
Alphaville. Who?
No.
Alphaville? Who are they?
No idea. Anyway.
There's been three versions of that song.
No, the Youth Group did the best one.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, I don't know. Why didn't you play that
I
one?
I didn't get that.
Anyway, so let's talk what happened at an Irish funeral where the congregation burst into laughter when, as you've got the 62-year-old in the grave, Shay. Mm-hmm. And so he's in the grave and they're all around. This is, they're all around the grave and they're all, you know, then there's
the
mourners. The bagpipe music gets played. Just have a listen here.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Hello? Let me out! Where the Hello? Hello? Let me out!
That was 62-year-old former Shay, or still Shay, but Shay is in the box and he's not actually doing that live.
No, it was an elaborate
prank. Doing that from, so to speak, he's doing that from beyond the grave.
Yeah, his daughter had put, they pre-recorded it and his daughter had put a speaker into the grave, which is a great prank. Everyone's laughing.
Yeah, it was lovely. And it's just, and it's just hit the news. But we, I believe, have Elin. Elin, you have a connection to this prank played by by Shay.
I do indeed. Ironically, my brother Seamus was the funeral director.
Yeah, right. Wow. So he knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably not one of his weirdest requests, but yeah, it's certainly the funniest.
Yeah, so
well, it's gone worldwide. Elin, does your brother know that?
I know. I only messaged him this morning and I was like, by any chance did you do this funeral? And he said, how the hell do you know? And I was like, mate, it's on the news over here. You can't believe it. So,
I tell you, well done. It's a ripper.
Yeah. So, do you know any other details about it? Did he tell you anything that we haven't seen in the story online? Or?
No, not really, unfortunately. Sorry, there's not much,
else. It's still a great connection.
I think the story
You said that he might have other... What other weird things have happened at his funerals? Do you got any examples? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. He's I think the weirdest things are probably requests of things going into the coffin with people.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, a lot of people want mobile phones and stuff like that. But
what do you mean a lot of people want mobile phones?
So they can
a lot of people want mobile phones in their coffins.
With a prepaid, so that you only spend what you use.
Well, just I suppose just in case they wake up. I don't know.
It's in case they wake up.
Yeah.
Geez, there's a call you don't want to miss.
Great. Anything else? But did he drink?
Big Mac.
A Big Mac. Had,
yes, not kidding. And
that's
also
probably be edible in a couple of 100 years.
Yeah, that's what they think.
Yeah,
that's,
I think it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
And also, he's actually been asked if he can sit the people upright in whatever fashion they may need. So there's a thing, and I don't know if you've seen, there's a thing in Mexico where they're sitting gangsters upright and they've got whatever, guns and stuff, and they're trying to pass the law in Ireland at the moment where they'll let the corpse be sit upright with, you know, if they play the guitar or they're smoking a cigarette.
You can have the guitar in your hand like you're about to play. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. So he's actually...
That's ironic, isn't it?
Massively ironic.
The thing that killed you.
Yeah. With you forever.
That's
sitting up.
Because so many people have had quirky funerals. Well, okay. Rebecca, what's the story?
My in-laws, quite a few years ago, made, painted and decorated their own coffins. And when my mother-in-law recently passed away, her coffin was up the front that she had built, painted, decorated, done her stenciling on. And
wow.
Yeah.
Very personal. How long has she been working on it?
Probably about 10 years.
Yeah.
Sort of
before she got ill? Was she ill for 10 years or she just decided...
Just decided about 10 years ago that they'd make their own and sat in the shed. You'd go over to the shed and there'd be two coffins ready to go.
So one of them's still her partner? He's still with us, yeah.
Yep, and his coffin's over in the shed.
Ready to go?
Yep.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd have to lie in it to see if it worked. That'd be
scary. See if
a
coffin worked?
Yeah.
I think coffins just work generally, don't they? You'd have to road test a coffin, I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Leanne, this was an accident, was it?
Well, it was at my mum's funeral and the service was going on and all of a sudden someone forgot to turn their mobile phone off and their ringtone was Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah. Was your mum, was she like a
Queen fan?
Mm. No, my mum wasn't, but whoever was in the obviously crowd was.
I was trying to clean up Husey's question. I was trying to ask about your mother's death.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Coming up after 5, Kanye and Kim have butted heads.
They have, because he has found Jesus.
Yeah, he's found it, and it turns out it's him.
No, it isn't, mate, and he wouldn't be happy with that, because he is fully...
Well, so am I.
He's not into this. He's not into your behaviour. He's not into his wife's behaviour.
That's true. This could be. I predict this is the beginning of the end for them.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. Can I just say, funeral music, we've been discussing it, even though we're talking about it, the funny guy who recorded the thing that he was, you know, let me out of the coffin. Irish guy. We spoke to the funeral director's sister.
Mm-hmm.
I love an Irish accent, don't you?
How nice is it?
It's great.
It's so fun.
Yeah. What about Guy Sebastian's Preaching to the Choir song? That's the one, isn't it? Now? You know that one, Jack?
That's not what it's called.
What is that called, that song?
A choir.
Choir. Yeah. Is it called choir?
Because it's his second one, because you could have done Angels Brought Me Here as well. His first single.
I
reckon you could.
Angels Brought Me Here.
Can we hear some of Angels Brought Me Here?
Angels Brought Me Here.
Oh, well, we'll just play that one. Yeah.
You're only saying that because he told us that it was...
No, mate, you're going to have to hear the lyrics to know what it's about.
Yeah, but...
I didn't need him to come in and tell me what it was about. It was about his friend.
I know that. It's a very nice song. Yeah. What about Angels Brought Me Here? The first one when he won Australian Idol at the Sydney Opera House. When Cosima, very, very weird. Actually, Cosima just pulled out. No one knows why. No one still to this day knows why.
Was she third?
Yeah. She didn't sing in the finale. I'm asking Osher about that after 5. Look forward to it.
We're talking Osher Ginsberg. Didn't she have nodules? I think she had nodules. Thumbs up.
Yes, nodules.
God almighty, that is. It just come from nowhere.
How did you get that?
It's come from nowhere.
Well done.
Cosima DeVito, was it?
Wow.
Yes.
Had nodules, didn't sing in the final of Australian Idol.
I've never been more impressed by you.
Oh, the things you remember.
Now, Angels Brought Me Here.
We don't have that.
Oh, I don't think it is appropriate anyway.
Rubbish.
When we come back.
Yeah, you've been scammed.
I haven't been.
The end of the house scam that Husey fell for.
No. You guys were questioning real estate agents and I didn't like it. My wife didn't like me either.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
What's the problem? you want to know what happened, don't you?
A little bit of backstory. We're sitting down at Grilled having a lovely lunch yesterday.
Right.
Your phone rings. Normally you ignore it, but you go, I've got to take this. And you go, Jesus.
You don't have to take it.
Come back and you say, oh, it's about this house. It's about a family shack that I'm buying. And I was like, oh, no, now you're buying a holiday house for your family. And it was about the price. So as we were on air yesterday, this is the journey. We spoke to real estate agents who told you that they tell white lies to rich people like you to try and get them to pay more. This was the whole journey throughout the show.
Yesterday, me, along with my sister and brother-in-law, had a look at a little shack.
Of course, you put in an offer of what they've asked for and they've come back and said, oh, you'll never guess what's happened. We've received two other offers. You better go up a bit. You are being scammed. So this is probably the phone call, finding out whether or not he has secured the family holiday house.
They've had a conditional offer at 10K more than I've offered.
Okay. What's the condition? That you're an idiot? That was yesterday.
Yes. There was a conditional offer.
For God's sake.
And so I was told to put in an offer last night. My best offer.
More than you'd already offered, which was the amount they'd asked for.
Yeah, that was, I'd already put in an offer more than that.
Oh, so this is now your third offer.
No, remember the first time I spoke to her, she said they won't take anything less than this amount. Yeah. So I said, I'll give them that amount.
Yeah.
And then she said, they won't take that.
No, of course not.
But that's the amount. And then these other people came
in.
Yeah,
amazing. After it's been on the market for how long?
12 months.
Yeah, amazing.
These other people came in with offers.
Crazy.
And so last night I had to, and my wife got annoyed at me. She said, you're being conned.
You are.
And I don't like it.
Yes.
And you know what I said? I said, that's what they do, honey. That's what real estate, and you, Jack, that's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Because you used to be one.
I was a real estate agent for a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did tell little white lies to get houses sold.
Yeah. And I was accepting of their ways. My wife wasn't accepting.
Did she get on the phone?
She cracked it with me.
What'd she say?
She said, I don't like it.
Yeah,
don't,
man.
You're a fool. Yeah. You're being taken advantage of.
Yeah. Like,
for God's sake, she's gone hard. And so last night, when they rang me, and I was about to do a stand-up comedy gig.
What time did they ring?
They rang at about 8:30.
That's like, not office hours.
Yeah, they said, "Where's your offer?" They were saying, "Where's your offer?"
And I said, "Hang on, what do you mean? So where's your new offer over the top of the last two offers?
Offer because of these other offers that are coming in."
What time did those offers get in?
I don't know what time they came in, the other offers. And then I said, "I'm at a stand-up comedy gig. Fantastic. Can't talk right now."
Did they say, how much is it paying? Chuck it on the top.
Take that.
If you chuck it on the top.
Then I sent him a text message.
Say, get stuffed.
Saying my wife is a bit angry at me.
I love that you've done that.
Yeah,
that's
I threw her
good.
Under
that's
the bus.
That's pretty good.
And said, I don't think I can do anything tonight. And then she texts me back, okay. Got to be by 9 a.m. in the morning.
Are you joking?
That's what
so between
said.
8:30 and 9 o'clock this morning.
She said, you've got to have it done by 9 a.m.
And what did you do this morning? Nothing?
Well, this morning I said to my wife, what do you reckon? She said, no.
Yeah,
said,
no. Oh,
good go, Holly.
I love Holly.
And then she went to work, so then I dropped the kids off at school.
At what time?
This is at, quarter to nine. And my sister's ringing saying, what's happening? I said, well, Holly's cracked it.
So?
And then I rang my wife back and said, how about if I just go meet them halfway? And then we're still winners.
And?
And she said, whatever, do whatever. You do it anyway. And I said, I won't do it anyway. I need your okay on this. I need the green light. She said, whatever. I said, well, that's the green light. And so I gave him a little bit extra from the night before so I didn't lose face.
And?
And we've got the shack.
Yeah, we've got a shack. It's a shack. It's a two-bedroom shack in regional Australia, and it only costs $4.6 million.
Not true.
What a bargain.
So even though we offered less than these other people offered,
wait,
they
you,
took our offer.
Wait, are you kidding?
Yes.
You underbid the offer, the
said,
conditional offer.
Yes, offer.
They will be spewing.
These conditional offer people, they'll be really.
Those idiots.
Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli. Back in just a bit. The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Yeah, it's a very good afternoon for you. Happy Tuesday, whatever it is you are doing this fine afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoying yourself, we hope.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've got a big hour coming up. Kate Langbrook live from Bologna in Italy.
Yes.
She's got
fascinating.
Some, yeah, she's got some great stuff today.
She does.
And Osher Ginsberg as well.
Ginsberg. He won't come on if you do that because you know it's a slippery slope. You know where you go back from there, don't you?
To Osher G.
And then where do you go from there?
Andy G.
That's right. And then he'll hang up.
No, well, he's a great guy. We're fast friends.
So why is it that I'll be playing something to both of you that you, Hughesy, were attacked by
how,
one of
how
your...
How long is the bit that you're playing? Is it long or is it like
not
short?
Long. Why?
I don't know. You want to play it now? Is it too... How long is it?
Nah, I don't want to play it now.
You don't want to play it now?
No, I want to save it. And we didn't organise it. I'll play you this though right now.
A I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
Who's that?
Well, I'm going to guess that's Kanye West.
That is Kanye West.
Who, that was a previous life though, wasn't it?
Huh.
I don't think it's was the it? New Kanye. The well, new Kanye wouldn't be so disrespectful, would he?
Well, the new Kanye only does gospel and now does Sunday services. The new Kanye is sort of rebadging himself as a somewhat religious figure.
Yeah, but I don't think he thinks he's God. He.
I just told you who I thought I was. A guy.
Yeah, I think
pretty
that's,
clear from that.
No,
clip.
I think that's the old Kanye.
Well, that's what this is about. Because he's had a transformation and he doesn't think his wife is coming on board. This is the beginning of the end for yes. Kim and Kanye well, West. You're going to hear why next.
Get all the details.
They're gone. It's over. This is it. We've got the audio. Oh.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Tones and I, Dance Monkey, Susie and Kate with Ed Cavalier for the drive.
Hey, give her a shout out one more time. 19-year-old Byron Bay girl.
Yeah.
Number one.
Stacks of ARIA nominations.
Number one most downloaded song in the world. That right now.
It's fantastic.
First Australian to get to that position.
Tones and I.
Dreams can come true.
First Australian to ever get to that position.
Yes. Her. Oh,
interesting.
Tones and I.
Rodney Roode didn't do it?
Rodney Roode, well, it's a travesty that he didn't. A lot of Australian cultural cringe, I say. You know, should have been world famous. And still maybe, Rodney, still if you're listening, driving around in your purple truck. I still remember going to his gig back in the
80s. Tell me, man. Was it incredible?
I was so scared to go to the toilet. Thinking he would just tear strips off me.
Yeah.
I was so far down the back, he wouldn't have seen me. But if he had spotted me, he would have gone hard.
Was it nuts? Was it crazy in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it was a great gig. Good on you, Rodney Roode. Anyway, I beat him out to an ARIA once.
Yeah, take that. Full circle.
Well.
So, Kim Kardashian and... What?
It looks like it sounds like gardening music, but that is apparently
theme.
The Kardashian theme. So it confuses me every time.
An old one.
It feels like it's Kevin Hines' gardening show about to start. I feel like Peter Russell Clark's about to.
That's the original and the best theme.
Yeah. Oh, for their show.
Yes.
Oh, not from her tape. All right.
No, that's my way.
So
I've never seen that.
No, you can't.
Would you let's move?
Hey. So. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are about to break up because a video has emerged saying that he's basically telling her off for wearing dresses that are too tight. Let's start with the audio. This is her basically accosting him about what he's been saying about her tight dress.
You now say that you're not into me wearing a tight dress.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
Oh, this is wrong.
This is her act.
No, you married. You knew what he was. He knew what he was marrying.
He married her because of this.
Well, that's her.
This is her act.
It's her.
That's what I'm saying. It's her. Who she is.
Yeah. She hasn't got a second act.
No, that's
pretty. She doesn't have a plan B.
I wouldn't have thought so. Now it's all about his transition. He's saying. Do you want to hear him describe his own transition? Because you've got to remember now he's doing. Sunday sessions. He's basically started a church.
Has his album Jesus is King come out?
Not yet, because he's only doing gospel music now. And this is some of the music you'll get if you go to one. Like, it's full on. And you can buy his, like, religious hoodies.
I don't hear the sermon in that, though.
No, it's coming, but
strange.
It's like, it's his version. He's adapting it. It's like Hillsong. He's adapting it.
Felt tribal, didn't it? For me. I don't know what that means, but.
Like Survivor.
It felt a bit Survivor.
Okay. This is Kanye sort of lecturing, sermonizing to Kim about his transition.
Yep. I just went through this transition where from being a rapper, like looking at all these girls and looking at my wife, like, oh, my girl needs to be just like the other girls, showing her body off, showing this, showing that. And I didn't realize that was affecting like my soul and my spirit as someone that's married and loved and the father of like now about to be four kids.
Four? Was he the dad of all of them? I suppose he is. Is he?
Is he?
Yeah. Some of them were surrogate, weren't they? Was she the mum though? Just that someone else carried them, but
I
it was both
so.
Her egg and his.
Someone else carried them, but
his their DNA.
It was them in sort of them.
Their DNA in someone else.
In somebody else.
Yes.
Yep.
Was it? Did Caitlyn Jenner carry the last two?
No, I don't like that.
Okay. So then she's hit back because she's saying that, you know, basically this is what you married, right? You married me because I'm very sexy and everybody knows that. Everyone thinks she's one of the sexiest women in the world. And
she
this is what she clapped back with, which is fair enough.
Yep.
Good. Built me up to have be this like sexy person and confidence and all this stuff. Yeah. And just because you're on a journey and you're on your transformation doesn't mean that I'm in the right. I'm in the same spot with you.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's a parting of the ways, isn't
it? Stop trying to tell me what to wear, Kanye. You know, Kim Kardashian. Yeah. I invented this, whatever it is.
When they got married, they were on a similar journey. Both of them love the fame, and religion wasn't part of that journey, as far as I could tell.
At the wedding, he said, "I married you. You're an icon. You're Marilyn Monroe. You're this generation."
Now he wants to tear down the false idols.
Yes. Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's in the
full.
Now he's like Jesus in the temple, kicking over the merchant's stands.
Mm. And next, he'll be throwing all his money away. Really, I don't know. Mm. I don't think. Has it ever happened to someone else?
He's born again. Yes. And good luck to him, but he's born again, which means that this cannot work. This cannot work.
Well, can it?
No.
Well, you're in a relationship and the person you were in the relationship with completely changed.
Yes. They go vegan, become a cyclist.
I think if you both, like me and my wife, we're both pescatarians.
Yes.
You know?
If she suddenly went, that's it, it's all meat for me.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the fact that she's a celiac, to be honest.
Yeah, selfish.
That's really tough for me.
Yes, it is, mate. You're the real victim here.
13, 10, 60. Were you in a relationship or are you in a relationship where the person you're with completely changed?
Did it last? Yes. Could you weather the storm?
13, 10,
Christian
60.
Christian had one of those.
What?
Chris and Bruce. Change there.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
13, 10, 60. Were you in a relationship or are you in a relationship where the other person just completely changed?
Yeah, and away from where you're at, basically. Yeah. So for me, I'm with a woman who doesn't really drink. I don't drink. That's good. I've always said you be with the same as you. If you're if you're a drug addict, be with another drug addict.
Beautiful story.
And together you can survive.
Sid and Nancy.
Yes.
I was, when I stopped drinking and partying,
mm.
I was going out with someone who still wanted to.
Yeah.
And we broke up over it.
Yes. As you
would. At a party.
Yeah. Because you didn't want to be at that party and she wanted to continue to be at that party.
And she had another gentleman there who was willing to continue. Big shout out.
Well, just the drinking, was it, that turned her off you?
No. Oh, probably not. Now that I think about it.
Now. Because Kanye is gone
Kanye,
full.
So he's Kim Kardashian wearing a tight dress going off to something.
Being Kim Kardashian.
Being Kim Kardashian for the thing that's made her millions and millions and hundreds
if
of Kim millions
Kardashian
of dollars.
If Kim Kardashian walks around in a muumuu,
no one
cares.
Well, do they? Would that make muumuus the thing?
I don't. Well, but she's all about the butt, isn't she?
Yep.
Her butt is her
moneymaker.
Well, yes. I don't know.
What's her signature item?
Everyone loves her
butt. Is it
fair
to say that her girls, that her butt is her signature item?
Absolutely.
Big butt.
Well, yeah, bro. No one was wondering.
No, but I mean, she's made big butts fashionable, I believe. Did she?
Girls?
Big butt, tiny waist.
Be proud of... Oh, I didn't know about the tiny waist. I'm saying be proud of your big butt.
Yes. It's great.
You're a really good guy.
No, I appreciate a big butt.
I know you do. So, she's in a tight... Thank you, Sir Mix-a-Lot. She's should say that is Sir Mix-a-Lot, not Uzi. Kanye said this to Kim while she was wearing a dress.
You now say that you're not into me wearing a tight dress.
You are my wife, and it affects me when pictures are too sexy.
Well, that is not his. He has changed his tune.
Nah, yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
He can go on his journey, but he can't force her to change who she is.
Thank you.
Chris, this happened to you, didn't it?
Oh, my God. I thought many, many years ago, five-year relationship.
Five-year relationship, yeah. Your phone's not great. Yeah, we're going to try to persist. Five-year relationship. Right. And then what did your partner do after 5 years?
She went and became a born-again Christian and said, turn the tap off and said, we've got to get married or otherwise the tap's off.
Turn the tap off?
And
jeez, tap's off.
Turned the tap off completely, mate.
And so did you say, yes, I'll give this a go? I'll go thirsty.
I'm not marrying you just to turn the tap back on. You know, I'm not being pushed into it. So that was it.
How long did it last after she told you and the tap was off? How long did the relationship last?
Oh, mate, I'm a man of dirt. It didn't last long at all.
You're thirsty.
You're thirsty, guy.
And there was no, the tap was completely off.
I hung in there, and I even decided that I'd go along to the church. And anyway, won't go into all of that. But 2 years later, she dropped after we busted up. She dropped all that.
Ah, for God's sake.
Became a registered nurse, dropped the religion and believed in Darwin's theory of evolution.
Yeah, became a registered nurse.
Which is...
After the she was religious, went from religion to nursing.
Do we know about the tap?
Well, I mean, the tap went off for him, but it probably went on for other people. Again, it might be a similar situation to what you're in, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't know where
that
was.
You're right, isn't it? It was me, wasn't it? It wasn't the partying. It was definitely me.
I don't know, mate.
Jeez, that hurts.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Yes. Very good afternoon to you all.
We've got a big half hour coming up. Kate Langbrook and Osher Ginsburg.
Ahead of another massive episode of Masked Singer tonight. How many masks are going home?
Yeah, well, I've got to get this out there. It's a double beheading tonight. So
wow.
Two are going. And then after the episode...
Yeah.
There's a Behind the Mask, which is another episode, which is not a live...
What is that?
That is, you get to see everything that goes on behind...
So behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes of the Masked Singer.
Fascinating insights.
And I believe that I was... Yeah, anyway, I was asked
more
questions.
More of your dancing?
I don't know what they're going to do with my dancing. I think it probably will come
rough
up.
Rough night for your dancing last night.
Has there been a good one? Has there been a good night? Is that what you're saying?
They showed more of it last night.
No, I mean, I'm always... When my son came up to me and patted me on the back, like, it's okay, Dad.
Really? Your son consoled you about your dancing?
Yeah, I said, mate, it's okay, mate. I'm not here, you know, I'm not like John Travolta. I'm not...
Oh.
I'm not... Well, no, I'm not.
Good.
I mean, I'd like to be John Travolta, as in I'd like to fly a plane... He's a pilot, isn't he?
Yeah, John he's. Toronto, I think he's officially a Qantas pilot these days.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Big shout out.
And he was there. He's been there at some of the great sporting moments of this country.
Yes, he was.
He was there when Australia qualified for the World Cup in the soccer.
Yep. And they sang a song from Greece, very strangely. Still not sure why they did that, but they did. And also, you've been absolutely destroyed by one of your co-hosts on radio today, and I will be playing that to you so you can respond.
Kyle from the old, Kyle and Jackie.
The fight. Riff's back on, basically.
Is it?
Yeah, worse than ever.
Does he want to punch me in the throat like
back in the old days?
Told Andrew Denton he wanted to punch me in the throat. Is Kate Langbrook speaking to us next? That's the question we're asking to our producer. Yes!
Yeah! She's coming on next.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier. The Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Tell you who's a hit. It's a woman live from Bologna. Da-da-da-da. Kate Langbrook, have you fallen in love with any Italian music over there? Is it anything taking your fancy?
Oh, no, the Italian music scene is quite limited, Hughesy.
Is it? Do you not know that?
Yes, but it's not for old songs, like traditional songs. Like when you go to festivals and stuff, there's always some old cock, some old shiny old cock who gets up. Sings and the whole crowd sings, like little kids and old people.
You know, I'm going to put it out there, Kate.
Gorgeous.
Do the Italians respect the elderly?
Oh, Hughesy. The Italians adore the elderly. And in fact, they say Italy is a country of old people because of their low birth rate. Mm. So there's not going to be that many people to respect the elderly.
Respect themselves.
Eventually.
Yeah. Now,
but...
Yes.
I know why you ask, Hugh.
Because of your...
You ask because of the first rule that we are about to break, this rule about Fight Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Yes, you sent a story to me and Ed, and it has fascinated us. What is the story?
Can you believe it? All right, this is the story.
Court documents reveal the three women recorded two patients getting into a fight and then even encouraged it.
With the other verbal evidence from witnesses, workers, we were able to put together the case.
What is the case?
The case is that two nurses who were working at an old age home set up a fight club with the oldies.
Mm-hmm. With
it was Fight Club at the retirement village.
So oldies, as in dementia patients, were forced to fight each other or encouraged to fight each other?
I don't know what they had. Did they all have dementia here?
I believe they did.
In the story it said that. But,
well, you know, that could be quite handy because everyone who's known, you know, a nonna or nonno with dementia knows they like to lash out.
Yeah, well, that
so
is...
They've, so they've picked, you know, the two that they thought would get on board.
Did they?
Yeah.
Isn't that the most... Like, who would even think of that?
Yeah, well, apparently there's a report staff members can be heard on video saying punch her in the face.
Yes.
Like staff members. Staff members are encouraging old...
And then asking each other, are you recording this? You got to send it to me.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good.
And then
did
they...
anyone send it?
Well, they
did
obviously...
Anyone... No, it's terrible. However,
oh, yeah, there's a however. All right. This is going
to
be an interesting however.
Well, there's always a however. If you think about, I mean, obviously it wouldn't be the case for most people. Like if I woke up, I'd be like, oh no, it's Fight Club today.
Yeah, not again. Not again.
Some people, you know, some people would wake up. Ed Cavalier would wake up. It would break up the monotony of every day. You'd wake up with that little frisson on of excitement. Oh, today I get to smack Hughes in the nose.
Yeah, look, it would be a fascinating way to start.
But you've got, as long as they're into it, as long as they want to join Fight Club, you know,
that's the key.
Well,
I
just
I actually.
How did they make them fight, Ed?
I doesn't say how they did it. Just sort of said that I think it was like a bit like when they get two chickens to fight. They just sort of put them near each other and then just started prodding them.
We've already said that they say punch her in the face.
No, I know, but they sort of got them in front of each other because
they make them?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think they were already sort of pushing them towards each other because they knew that, like you said, Kate, they may be slightly prone to lashing out. So they thought, right, if we get these two close enough, like, you know, if you buy those two, if you buy the same, is it the same sex of samurai fighting fish and you put them in a bowl, they will definitely go for each other?
I did not know that.
Did you not know that?
Mm. Well, certainly my goldfish all died and I didn't know whether they fought each other to death. But you know what I'm disappointed about? Staff members took video of the fight, which led to one resident being strangled with her face turning red.
Oh, no one likes that.
And they shared it on social media, like on their Instas. So they said, here we go. This will get me a few likes. This is, look what's happening.
What are you disappointed about that they did that? You're not disappointed that they made them fight, but that they videoed it and shared it with each other.
No, well, they shared it on social media.
Did it get more likes than a picture you put up of the Masked Singer?
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Correct. Correct. The fat Teddy lying on the couch.
Yeah, well, there you go. So what's our lesson from this, Kate?
Thank you, Kate.
What's our lesson?
Lesson number one that they should have learned, never talk about Fight Club.
That's exactly right. Never post Fight Club on your social media.
Never talk about Fight Club.
They've been fired too.
We've had this conversation.
Those three
should be in jail.
Those three staff members have been fired. So they're no longer working there.
Absolutely.
So they're out.
So what about the patients? Have they been at all sanctioned? Probably not, nor should they be.
Why would you sanction them?
Hughesy and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Be watching Channel 10 tonight. It is back. Masked Singer, Australia's number one show. There is a double D-heading.
Massive head off. Who is it? It's whoever it is.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I don't want you to say any names.
I was right last night, wasn't I?
I can't remember.
Make me play it.
I know that we're copping flack as guesses.
You are copping flack.
Oh,
and
heave-ho.
Big time. Even your own co-hosts are turning on you on other radio stations. But I do want to point something out. You crossed a line last night. This guess, I thought, was not only incorrect, it was inappropriate.
You know, I was thinking famous redhead Fergie.
Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson.
Of course. I just want to put my toe out there and see if she'll suck it. So...
Come on, mate.
Don't take that out of context. The famous incident, and I had to explain this to my children who were watching. She had her toe sucked by a man, or did she do the sucking? I can't remember. And it was, who sucked?
It was
did
the accountant. It was the former accountant.
Did he suck?
Yeah.
She had hers sucked.
Yes. That's the famous shot from the Spanish villa through the trees.
Yeah, then you knew it was over with Prince Andrew when she
And
sucked.
He turned out to be a great
who
guy.
Who knows what he was
Yeah, that was good.
Anyway, so that was a history lesson for my children.
Up shortly, Osher Ginsburg's going to join us. He and I have been chatting off air. He thinks it's time perhaps for you to calm down a bit. Some comments you've made have gone a little bit too far. There's no wonder people at the Rift has started again on another radio station.
I think Osh will be on my side, and I think you're making all this up.
Mm. We'll find out. The show is crumbling.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Back tonight, Australia's biggest show on your TVs, Channel 10, 7:30, The Masked Singer.
Yes, a double revealing tonight, and then a double episode, a second episode behind the mask.
We've got to talk about that because it's 2 hours very of sketchy, Masked Singer. Which I'm excited about, but the second episode, very sketchy details. Let's not forget before Kate Sobrano was unveiled as the lion last night, that this was said on the show yesterday.
Big reveal tonight on The Masked Singer. You will be shocked.
At Kate Sobrano? No, I won't. Thank you very much.
But you didn't know, though, did you?
That's right, though, weren't I?
Oh, well, I mean, you know.
Big article today saying that viewers are being outraged by how terrible the guesses of the so-called experts are.
Oh, well, Osher Ginsberg, welcome to the show.
Osher. I mean,
you say I'm
happy to...
Osher, he is Channel 10.
I know he is. I know he is.
Ed, everything's a guess until the head comes off, Ed. Everything's exactly. Just a guess until the head comes off.
Yeah, it's Osher. All speculation until it's revealed.
Osher, when you're standing on the stage or on the side of stage, and
be careful here.
And they start guessing wildly, incorrect and inaccurate things, are you just thinking, who are these idiots? Where did they get them?
I think what's mainly happening between the four of them is that they're having a competition to see who can get the most amount of them right. And to increase your chances of getting right, you just got to, it's like just right swiping everything on Tinder. You just got to throw out heaps of names.
Yes, exactly. Very like Tinder. It's a numbers game. It's like sales. The bigger your net, the more fish you end up with. And I've got a very wide net.
You got no fish.
Mate, they're editing it out. They're making me look, it's not my fault.
Oh, it's editing.
I've been stitched up.
You've turned into Jess, the Noosa councilman.
I'm the Noosa councilman.
And I will say that Hughesy's not helping himself very much by constantly guessing dead people.
As I was leaving my son's school the other day, I had a 10-year-old say to me, young Angus said, why do you keep guessing dead people? And I looked at him and I said, mate, legends live forever. There you go.
Angus is right in our demo, mate. You want to be nicer to him.
I know. We've captured the children,
Let's talk about the riff. Osher, I need to know, because you're the only one who's impartial here. There's so many rumours flying around of the Danny and Sutter. Jackie don't get on. Oh, God. Lindsay doesn't like this. This morning on the Kyle and Jackie O's radio program, this was said.
So everyone's going, those judges are so stupid, they can't even detect that that's Kate Sobrano.
Is it Buzz Lightyear the judges are saying the most dumb things that some of them say?
Or, Hughesy throws in some odd ones for comic relief.
Yeah, we don't want those comic relief ones. We want proper guessing.
So infuriating.
Oh, it's so
infuriating. No, I disagree.
She said dumb ones.
She disagrees, though.
No, she was laughing. She got him to say it.
Ooh. No, me and Jackie, how great is Jackie O? Oh, Osher, you love her, don't you?
Mate, listen, this is all these rumours, all these speculations is made up by people who want to get a piece of our action.
Exactly.
We're on a hot ticket.
And yes.
We want to get on board.
Yeah.
And part of getting on board is throwing mud at it.
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
I get it.
We are playing a guessing game about famous people dressed up as cartoon characters. There's nothing serious about it.
Yeah, you're right. They're trying to take us down, but we don't care, mate. It's tall poppy syndrome is what it is.
Yeah, what about inappropriate comments, Osher?
What about
when he said this about the monster?
I want to be on the couch beside her. I want to be Netflix and chill with that monster.
I think that means something different, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. What is it different?
It wasn't as bad as the other one where Hughesy said on live on national television, in a PG-rated slot, I want to part the lion's teeth curtains.
I did want to part her teeth curtains.
Oh, no.
I wanted to part her teeth curtains.
No.
I wanted to.
He said that in a PG-rated time slot.
You can't.
Curtains over her face.
I stand by that. If I had a part of the teeth curtains, I would have seen that it was Kate Sobrano.
Stop.
And I wouldn't have bloody Kyle Sanderlands, mocking me on another radio
network. Stop saying teeth curtains.
Mate, there's nothing wrong with saying teeth curtains.
There's a lot wrong.
She had teeth curtains.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Excuse me.
Mate.
I know I started this, but please.
No, I've got to bring that up. Yeah, we've got to get the teeth curtains on. I forgot about this teeth curtains.
Can I ask one more?
Oh, she's a busy man. He's got the Bachelorette tomorrow night.
Last one.
Bloody double episode of this show, Masked Singer Tonight.
Last one. Now, of all the bizarre things that Lindsay Lohan has said, I think my favourite went out last night, Osha. You do a great job of trying to cover for her, but this was a discussion about a Sparky, and this is what took place.
The tool belt there, so were they a Sparky? And I've explained what a Sparky is. What's a Sparky, Lindsay?
An electrician. Oh, yeah, sparking the fire.
Did you hear what she said?
What did she say?
Sparking the fire.
Yeah.
Sparking the fire.
Sparking the
She thinks we're on Survivor. That's fine.
Double episode tonight. I can't wait.
Lucy and Kate catch up with Ed Kevely. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Kevely.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, where have you been? It's been a great show, but don't worry because you can podcast the whole thing.
Yeah, the podcast.
Free.
Yeah, guys, download the Hit app and you get it into your Hit thing, into your app thing, and it's every day it says, here you go. This is, listen to this, and it's free and it's just
fantastic.
It's
yours. It's yours to keep.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that.
And we do a true crime section on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Investigate a crime.
Now.
With no legal training.
Yeah, exactly.
At all.
We do not revel in crime, though.
No.
That's what we don't do. We certainly don't glorify it.
No.
Or look forward to it.
Look
forward to crimes happening. So that you
can... like Minority Report in advance.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a great movie, isn't it? Tom Cruise, underrated actor.
Yes, thank you.
Agreed.
Excellent actor.
Tell you what, a good movie, Night and Day with Cameron Diaz. Really funny.
Shocker.
No, we'll watch it again with fresh eyes. And never mind the Zohan is a good movie. Is it Never Mind the Zohan or Don't Mind the Zohan?
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Yeah, whatever. Adam Sandler.
It's one of yours. Have you showed your son yet?
No, I haven't. No, but we have seen.
I love that you guys are watching comedy movies.
Will Ferrell. We've watched so many Will Ferrell movies. We got to fast forward occasionally.
Oh, really?
Close your eyes. Yeah, anyway. Hey, when we come back, it's Lazy Town.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it is, yeah. 13, 10, 60. It is a town that a lot of people want to get into, but not a lot of people can.
Yeah,
it's worth trying.
Yes. What's the number again?
13, 10, 60.
I'm the mayor, Ed. You're not in. Although you got in, didn't you? But you're kicking you out again. You're not part of Lazy Town.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is accusing me of Lazy Town because when I mowed the lawn the other day with the electric mower and couldn't be bothered putting the grass catcher on.
Oh, that's enormously lazy.
I don't want the grass catcher.
Why not?
Because then you've got to put...
Where's all the grass?
Like, it flies away.
It does not fly away.
Jesus, the kids walking into
the
house. Oh, whatever. Just thank me for doing the lawns. I did the neighbour's lawns.
Oh, that's weird.
And my neighbour brought around some homemade bread that he... Because I mowed his nature strip.
Have you moved to Nimbin? What's happened?
No,
do you live in a commune?
No, but
are you living in the Manson house?
God, our street is just the nature strips are just the weeds are up to your bloody your waist. No one does their nature strips.
I'm also going to be giving some man rag socks and jocks to those that get in.
I love man rags.
Okay. Yep.
13, 10, 60, Lazy Town, try and get in next.
They do women's as well.
Oh, big time, man rag women's.
The Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Kevely.
Welcome to Lazy Town, a place where you want to stay. Things are upside down here in Lazy Town. Adventure's just a moment away.
13, 10, 60, the gates of Lazy Town are open, but you got to get past the mayor.
You do. Grant, or is it Grant? Or is it Grant?
It's Grant.
It's Grant.
Not that posh, mate.
Yeah, good. Good on you, Grant. What's Denya? Sorry, just...
Grant.
He's Grant.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, all right. Yep. All right. What is it, Grant? You want in? Give us your credentials.
All right. So I'm that lazy, I can't be bothered cooking 2-minute noodles, so I'll just eat them raw out of the packet.
Yeah.
Would you put the salt in?
Welcome to Lazy Town.
You didn't put... What, you're going to ask him if he's going to put the sachets...
Do you put the sachets on?
Sachets on and everything
like
that?
That's mad.
Don't cook it.
I remember when that was my son's favourite food, was uncooked 2 minute noodles.
What was the name of the people who got smart and brought them out pre-done, pre-cooked but not cooked? Marmies or something?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
I just know about a brick, a solid brick.
Yuck.
He would eat that as
Yuck.
Walking down the street as a three-year-old.
It's weird. What?
Mm. And I'd feel like dad of the year. There you go.
Don't know about that.
Chrissy, we've already got Grant in, but there's not room for everyone.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're good, Chrissy. But I know you want in.
Well, I've been wanting in for a while.
Good.
I broke my Havaianas one day on a very, very hot day and went to the local shopping centre. Called the local osmosis store and asked if they could possibly bring me out a couple of pairs to try on, and they did. And I gave her a $50 note, and she brought me back out $50 change. So I shopped from my car. $25
Yeah,
shopped from my car.
Drive-through thongs.
Yeah, because your thongs were broken, and you didn't want to walk. Was it not wanting to walk?
On a very, very hot ground.
She wanted that more aircon.
It's actually pretty smart, to be honest. Not good enough, can't get you in.
Wow.
No, because it was the hot ground. That was a clever thing she did. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
sort of not
no,
really.
No, no, it was smart.
Actually, yeah, she's
yeah,
being,
okay. Yeah, okay.
She's being careful.
Okay, yep.
Well, I like her, but she's not in. Hmm? Jessica, you how old?
I'm 11.
Hi.
Children are almost automatically in because of their bone idleness and their inability to pick stuff up or think that they should pick stuff up. But anyway, Jessica, what makes you special amongst 11-year-olds?
Well, when we're eating, I always eat really slowly. So when everyone's done, they take everything up and put it in the fridge and pack the dishwasher so I can just stand up when I finish and go watch some TV.
Cool. Wow, right. That is.
So she eats so slow so that she doesn't have to do any of the tidying.
That's really good.
Yep.
Well, it's very, again, it's very clever.
She's literally doing nothing.
Right. She's in.
Yay!
I mean, I eat fast. I should eat slow.
You really wolf.
I'm a wolfer.
You're a wolfer.
And she's actually been clever, like health-wise. You're meant to eat slow, aren't you?
Yeah, it gets you more full, so you eat less.
So your brain takes it, because I...
Lipton?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you don't have to give me a chemistry lesson here, are you? Is that what you're doing? What is it, Lipton?
Did you burp at that?
No, I didn't burp.
You burped off mic at that.
No, I'm not...
It's really offensive.
I didn't do it at you. I just happened to be needed to burp, and I don't think it was that loud, and it didn't even need to be... brought attention to, but Ashley, you want in?
I do. So my fiance reckons that I should be calling up all the time with different bits and pieces. But
yeah, but again, just put that out there. We've had this discussion that you're a good guy, aren't you, Ashley? And we're all good people in here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. We recently moved, and rather than having to pull the washing machine out and connect the hose, we've just been getting the laundry picked up to the laundrette, and it's costing us about $90 a pop.
That's pretty good.
Because you can't be bothered connecting your washing machine. Is that right? Is that what we're saying?
Because otherwise I've got to pull the washing machine out, and then I've got to connect the hose and turn it on and test it.
It's like a dead weight in the house.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just sitting there. It's a dead weight.
Yeah, I think we need him in.
Yay!
That's the type of thing that, you know...
What else has he got?
What have you got for everyone?
Everyone that got in gets man rags, socks and jocks, the world's only premium Egyptian cotton socks and underwear subscription club.
Yeah.
And Ashley's got himself some new man rags.
Yeah.
And when they get dirty.
And they've got women's stuff as well.
They've got women's stuff.
So they all get man rags.
Yep.
Do they? Everyone gets man rags.
Oh, good.
Husey and Kate catch up with Ed Cavalier.
Time to get a text trauma.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Anyone can get involved here. If you've had a breakup and it happened via text message or maybe on one of the social media apps,
mm-hmm.
We just, what we do is just role play what actually went, took place. Mm. And yeah, you get $500, don't you?
Yeah, $500 cash if we read it out. So if you've got those conversations, screenshot them, send them through to us on Facebook is the easiest way to do it. It doesn't have to be a relationship between a couple either. It could be, you know, a family member,
absolutely,
a friend,
and
any relationship.
And we can change the names so that no one gets identified.
Protect the innocent.
Today we've got Cooper, who dated Bonnie for 5 months. She was 24, he was 21.
Ooh.
She confessed to cheating on him with a guy named Alex.
Come on.
So he broke up with her. And these are the messages that followed. I will be playing Bonnie. And,
and this week I shall be assuming the role of Cooper.
Here we go.
I can't believe you would do that to me.
Good. I want my head back today. P.S. I know you stole my smokes, you dog!
I don't have your smokes. How am I the dog? You cheated on me. Don't speak to me again. I'll drop your off today.
Good, you dumb. Bye.
Alex can have ya. Have fun, gold digger.
You say that like I care. Laughing face emoji. Just drop my shit off, you loser, or else.
I said I will, so stop it.
Off. We're done. You made me cheat. You're a snake. So fake. I love you. Ha, ha, ha. I knew it was bull. Ah. 21, you're a player.
Oh,
nice try. I hope she's worth it. I'm deleting everything we've ever had off Facebook.
Oh,
okay. God, don't know who you're talking about, and I've already done that, so you don't need to.
Just drop my off right now.
I'm busy at the moment. I'll do it the server.
I won't be home. Just drop it at the Salvos.
I'll just drop it on your doorstep.
Keep it, I don't care anymore. You're blocked. We're done.
Oh, and scene. Your finest performance.
Thank you.
Your finest performance.
Cooper, I felt Bonnie's anger, and were you transported to the actual day of those text messages?
Yeah, I was.
She was angry at you. It was a lot of passion. A lot of passion.
Yeah, definitely.
What's going on? What was she like when you met her, Cooper? Because that's pretty feisty.
She's good.
She must have had some moments, let's be honest. I don't want to...
Yeah.
There were some moments. When they're that passionate, goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Cooper...
Sometimes when she needed those smokes, and you would have as well, I imagine, after what had gone on.
Oh, God's sake. Cooper?
Yeah,
thought so. Cooper was just a young 21-year-old, just, you know, fresh.
I think she made a man of Cooper.
Yeah, and then there she was, all of 24, and she said, come here, Cooper. You could learn a thing or two off me. Now, about right, Coops?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you still every now and again think fondly of some of the times you had?
Yeah, I do.
In a quiet moment, Coops. You just drift back. You're right there again.
Passion, mate.
You're right in there. Passion. You're in the moments. Coops?
Yeah. Definitely.
Was there any moments after that conversation or was that it, if you know what I mean? Was there a moment after that? Was that complete?
There's still moments.
There's still moments.
Do you know what? I didn't want to say it, but I was suspecting moments.
Yeah.
Jeez, the breakups are so fierce. Imagine the makeups.
Yes. Absolutely. Vicious cycle.
All right. Cooper, you got yourself $500, champion. Well done.
Good on you, Coop.
Duff, mate.
Well, good on you, mate.
Some smokes for Bonnie.
It's Hughesy and Cape.
I don't know if we can encourage that.
The Hughesy and Cape catch up with Ed Cavalli.
Oh, Justin Bieber putting his vocals to that one with Dan and Shay. 10,000 hours. Like a couple off the block.
It's been massively disprove that 10,000 hour thing, but let's not worry
about
it.
What 10,000 hours to do what?
No, long story, but basically people go around saying you need 10,000 hours to become an expert at something.
And then,
but it's just been, it's not true. It's just, it's completely, it's not true. Just
some
not
people
true.
Are just naturals.
Yeah.
And other people will never become an expert because they're not.
Like you guessing at master.
Oh, this
No. Do you promise tonight, it's a family program, do you promise that tonight in a PG time slot, that you will not repeat the type of filth that went out last night like this?
You know, I was thinking famous redhead Fergie.
Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson.
Of course. I just want to put my toe out there and see if she'll suck it. So,
you promise it's clean.
I was talking to a monster, you know what I mean, who had a tongue was not working. There's no way she could have sucked my toe. So it was, and I'm not promising anything. It's all been recorded. But I don't know what I did tonight. But there's a double beheading.
Who's off? Who leaves today?
Can't say. And
then Cody Simpson?
Then there's another episode straight after. So
what's that?
2 hours.
What's the next one?
Behind the Mask.
Tell me something that's in that.
Don't know. I mean, I was part of it, but I don't know. It was a whirlwind. Don't miss a second.
Can we go live to Lindsay's meal breaks? They're an hour.
I don't know. They might be disgust. I don't know.
All right. If you're missing this show, podcast it right now. We'll see you tomorrow.
R&B Fridays Live is returning next month with Janet Jackson, Black Eyed Peas, 50 Cent, Jason Derulo, Brandy and much more performing live. Get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.